raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio. Call now with your question, 224-585-WSFI. That's 224-585-9734.
Hello and welcome to another week of Healing the Whole Person. I'm your moderator, Joan McHugh, and we have one of our regulars with us today, Father Jim Curtin, whom all of you know and love. He is the pastor of St. Denis Catholic Church in Lockport, Illinois, and he has been involved in the healing ministry for 40-plus years. Every Sunday after two of their masses, they pray over people for healing, and his prayer team, they have witnessed many healings. Father is a wonderful preacher, and he shares from his heart and from his head, but today he's going to speak about what heaven is like, and so I just can't wait for this show. So welcome, Father Jim.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you and everyone who's listening today. I want to begin with prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to guide me in my thoughts as I share with you today. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence in my life and all the listening audience's life. I ask that you touch them through this presentation today. Open their ears and hearts and minds to understand what is waiting for us, the kingdom of heaven. And I thank you for all the ways that you heal us, Lord. And I ask for healing to happen just as people listen to the program today. I ask people to be healed of physical ailments and sickness. I ask people to be healed of emotional pain. And I ask people to be spiritually cleansed by the power of the Spirit. I want to make an announcement here. I don't know if anybody lives in the area of Lockport, Illinois. But tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., or excuse me, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're having a healing workshop. It's called Restoring the Foundation. And what it's based on is trying to bring healing into our generational healing into our lives, where sins of the past affect us in the present today, our sins of our parents and forefathers. And the other area we cover is ungodly beliefs, which people believe many lies about themselves and God and life in general. Try to heal some of those. And then we heal wounds from the childhood and our lives. In the final area, we're going to pray for deliverance on Saturday. So just come and show up at 9 a.m. in the morning, St. Denis Catholic Church in Lockport, Illinois. You don't have to have a reservation to attend. Just show up and we'll register you that morning. I'm looking forward to it because it's. I know I'm going to be touched also. So we want to talk about heaven today. I want to talk about heaven. My thoughts and reflections are based on people I've talked to who have had out-of-body experiences, people who have died and gone to heaven and come back, and also the readings I've done about other people who have experienced heaven. In general, many of my comments are coming from reflections by Kate Kerr. She is a woman who has been taken up into heaven over 100 times in her lifetime here on earth. And she's written a couple books about that experience called Revealing Heaven. So some of my comments will be based on her reflections on what heaven is like. The first thing I want to say is there's a physical realm and a spiritual realm. And this physical realm we live in is earth. And it's the things we know around us and can feel and sense through our five senses. The spiritual realm is just as real. It exists in heaven, but it also exists here on earth. We're going to the spiritual realm one day. We'll be with those who have died. We'll be with our Father in heaven, with Jesus our Lord and the Holy Spirit, and all the other people that have touched our lives. But the reason I want to talk about heaven is because most people in my experience know little or nothing about heaven. because of that, they don't anticipate going to heaven. In fact, there's an anxiety over dying in most people, a deep sadness that many people feel when a loved one dies or a friend dies, because we don't know where they're going to be. We might know they're going to be in heaven. We know nothing about heaven, so we can't be joyful with them or for them because we don't know what they're experiencing once they die. That's why I thought, once I started to learn more aspects of heaven, I thought to myself, wow, I can't wait to go to heaven. You know, I know God has worked for me as a priest here on earth, but I can't wait to be with my father and mother and my little brother who died as an infant and all my friends who are all already in heaven. So I want you to anticipate, those of you listening, that heaven is a wonderful place waiting for all of us. The key is simply to believe in Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we believe in Jesus, and we will be with him, and all have gone before us in heaven. God wants everyone to be in heaven. There are people that are not going to heaven. They're going to be in hell, who have rejected God's love here on earth and turned their hearts and backs upon God. And they've made their choice. They don't want to be with God. They want to choose darkness. By the way, heaven is a place where there's only light. There's no darkness in heaven. There's no shadows. There's only light. There's two sources of energy in heaven. One is wind, and the other is light. Everything is created by light in heaven. And we don't sleep in heaven. We're always alert and awake and full of energy and joy. And our days, we can't even speak of days or weeks or months in heaven because there's no time in heaven. We're always present to the moment and always present to others. Everything that is good on earth awaits us in heaven. Let me kind of break that apart for you. I mean, all the good things that exist on earth. So is there food in heaven? Absolutely. Is there drink in heaven? Absolutely. Is there wine in heaven? Absolutely. There are trees in heaven. Beautiful trees that we know on earth and trees that we have never experienced before. There'll be flowering trees in heaven. There's flowers everywhere in heaven. If those of you who love gardens and flowers, you're in for a delight for the rest of eternity. There are animals in heaven. Even our Pope Francis, someone asked him not long ago, will my favorite dog or pet be in heaven? And he said, absolutely. So we will have our favorite animals reunited with them in heaven. We'll also experience many animals that are not here on earth. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were able to communicate with the animals. And in fact, they named them. We will be also able to communicate with our animals in heaven. So when they talk, we will understand it. I don't know what talking will look like or sound like. We'll be able to understand them, and they'll be able to understand us. So we'll have an intimacy with our pets that we didn't have possible here on earth. When we die, we get a beautiful mansion in heaven. Father gives us a place to live, which is our own special home or mansion or castle, whatever way you want to describe it. We live in this place. We can invite our friends over. We can enjoy their company. The mansion is designed. I love this when I learned this. Everything you do on good on earth, every kind deed, kind word, kind action, goes into the design, the architectural design, and the composition of your home in heaven. So it will reflect you and your goodness, the mansion you have in heaven. It's such a comforting thought. Now, I might be a little nervous for some people who say, well, I haven't done a lot of good things in heaven. Believe me, you'll have a beautiful home in heaven that you will enjoy for all eternity. Now, what's unique about your home is I don't think any home will be alike in heaven, because all of a sudden treat others and do good deeds and love one another in different ways. But in our backyard, in our home, will be our passion. What do I mean by that? Whatever your passion is on earth, or passions, will be reflected in your backyard. Now, I happen to be a golfer. So when I heard that, someone said to me, you know what? You're going to have a PGA type of golf course in your backyard where you can invite your friends over to play golf. Now, it sounds way out there when I first heard it. I thought, well, that's a nice thought. I got thinking about it. Why wouldn't God give me the passion of my heart? I can't play golf like I used to now, but I've always loved to play golf and enjoy it. So I thought, that's cool. If you like gardening, you'll have the most beautiful garden. If you like horses, you'll have a beautiful stable or maybe more than one in your backyard. Whatever it is, whatever your desire is, you will have that in your backyard. Think about that. Reflect on it. You know, get in touch with what your deepest desire, what your passions are, and that'll be reflected in your backyard. Heaven has beauty beyond our wildest imagination. There are waterfalls, there's mountains, there's rivers, there's streams, there are gardens all throughout heaven. There's music in heaven constantly, 100% of the time. I want to stop here, take a little break, but I want to say a prayer for those who are seeking healing today. Lord, I ask that your angel send those who are out there who need healed today, need healing in the wounds of their lives, or need to have the ability to forgive someone who has wounded them. I ask that you send forth your healing power to those in need of healing. I ask that you heal people of pain in their body right now. I ask that pain to leave now in the name of Jesus through the power of God's Spirit. I ask that you give people strength who need to go on another day and don't have any strength right now to keep on living. I ask you to bless each of them. We ask this in your name. For your honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I'd like to thank
Father, thank you. We're going to resume this right after the break.
Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hello, my name is Mother Mary David. I'm a Sister of Charity of Our Lady Mother of the Church from Baltic, Connecticut. I think Catholic radio is really important in the world today because it offers an opportunity to bring God's message to a world that really is starving for that message. So many people are taken up with so many things that are materialistic, and the hunger in their soul is left empty. Catholic Radio helps to satisfy that hunger.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello and welcome back. We're talking with Father Jim Curtin, or rather, Father Jim Curtin was talking about heaven. And Father, quite frankly, I've never heard half of what you shared. I've never even heard of it before. It's kind of wonderful and awesome. And the fact that we can know all that is just totally astounding. So you take this all as truth, right? That you know this to be true, what you've talked about.
Absolutely.
It's just mind-boggling to know all those details that we don't usually know. And I like the book that you suggested, Revealing Heaven, this woman, Kate Kerr, who's been to heaven 100 times. How is that that she went 100 times to heaven? Did the Lord obviously...
What happens to Kate is that she'll be sitting in her kitchen and having a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden her spirit will be in heaven. See, we're composed of body, mind, and spirit.
Wow.
And our spirit is in heaven here, even on earth. Most people don't know that your spirit is eternal. So your spirit is the person that's inside your body. It's the spirit that God created at the beginning of time. So God can take that spirit to heaven any time. And she just happens. She doesn't have any reason why God has done that to her so often. Well, he did it because he wanted to reveal heaven. And that's why she wrote the two books about what heaven is like. So I'll tell you other stories as we continue today. But I ask our listening audience, if you have any questions about heaven, just write to the studio. And the next time I'm on, if I can answer them, I would be happy to answer them about what heaven's like. But I really want to get people excited about heaven and really expand. We've lived in through the churches, and we have experienced like that. We live in a box. We have a box about what heaven's like. And heaven is just, God is eternal. He's amazing. He's fun. He's joyful. He's loving. He's caring. And, you know, we're his children. And he wants us to have a blast in heaven. He wants us to have joy in heaven. He wants us to have fun in heaven. Everything in heaven is created for us. Now, we do praise God in heaven continually. We can go to the throne room anytime you want. I'm just reading a little section in her book about music, and I'm going to read it to all of you. Music is more than a sound in heaven. It has colors. Sometimes it's in the shape of ribbons, and sometimes those ribbons even have words of the music being played. Worship continually happens in heaven and can be joined in by anyone who wishes to do so. Angelic beings and the redeemed many times joined together. It's hard to resist to becoming part of this heavenly melody and go to the throne room any time and worship God, or you can worship God anywhere. The trees worship God all the time. The flowers worship God. The waterfalls, the music, everything in heaven is always worshiping God. And there's music everywhere in heaven. Everywhere.
So, Father Jim, we're going to see God the Father, right?
We will see God the Father. We will see Jesus. We will see the Holy Spirit. We'll see the saints that are already in heaven. We'll see the Blessed Mother in heaven. We'll sit down and have a meal with them at times. We might worship with them and sing with them and rejoice with them and dance with them. And what I'm trying to do is break out of our limited little image of what heaven is like. There's fun places to go to in heaven. There's a place called a portal visits where you can... go to a visit called Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, where you go and you can look down on earth through this portal and you can see your family and friends. Oh. You will never see anything bad that you're doing or happening, but you can look at them and what's going on Earth anytime you want to.
Oh, I love that.
Of course, you can see what's going on. There's continuing education in heaven. We continue to learn things in heaven, and there's a tower of education we go to. So we never stop learning. We never stop being educated, especially on the Word of God. We can study the Bible in heaven. That sounds strange to many people. We can enter more into the Word of God, more understanding of it. Heaven is a place of amazing fun and joy. Now, most readers will not believe this. I had trouble believing when I first heard it. There's amusement parks in heaven. We can go there and have a blast. There's, as I said, there's golf courses in heaven. There's swimming in heaven. There's travel in heaven. There's different vehicles in heaven. If you love to work on antique cars, you can work on antique cars in heaven. One of the amazing things about heaven is that we constantly are creating. Think of the way I want to describe it. Scientists tell us that we only use 10% of our brain power here on Earth. And I probably think that's true. But in heaven, we'll be using 100% of our brain power. Think of all the things we would have created here on Earth already if everyone was using 100% of their brains. We'd be so advanced in different areas of music, science, education, travel, medicine. Of course, we don't need medicine in heaven. But we will be constantly creating alongside of God. New things will be created. So we will be creators along with the main creator, God our Father, Son, and Spirit. So it's going to be, we'll never be bored. We'll never be tired. We'll always be creating. We'll always be experiencing new things. Now, I want to give a personal message here about heaven, which I learned. This is more personal for me and personal for the woman. There was one woman that she talks about in the book where she had two husbands died and she married a third. She wasn't able to have any children by all three marriages. But the deepest desire of her heart was to have a child. So Kate was happening to visit this woman, and God took her to heaven and showed her the child, Catherine, that was waiting, a little girl waiting for her in heaven. And I thought to myself, well, how could that happen? Because the physical creation didn't happen here on Earth. There was not a death. No, God knew the desire of her heart and wanted to have a child. So God, there's a child waiting for her in heaven, probably 2-3 years old, and she'll be able to see that child grow up in heaven.
And that's her child.
Thinking about
it would be her
so
child.
I started thinking, yeah, be her child. So I started thinking about that. I thought, how many men and women, or especially women, were never able to have a children here on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds. Well, if that's the desire of your heart, guess what? You're going to have a child in heaven. Then I thought of myself, my own personal life as a priest. I've always wanted a family, but the laws and regulations of the church do not allow for priests to be married, as all Catholics would know, but most people, not all people.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself after I read it, I prayed for one. I thought, you know what? I'm going to have children in heaven. I'm going to have a family in heaven. And I said, my family is going to have two boys and two girls in heaven waiting for me. And I said that the sorrow in my life over the years of not having a family, seeing other children with family and children, sadness I have. All of a sudden, that was wiped away in one thought.
Oh.
That God's gonna have a family in heaven for me. And I thought my sister, who was never able to have children, and I told her about that. I said, Mary, you're gonna have children in heaven. If you want more than one, you will. Mm-hmm. And my other sister, who never got married, if she wants to have children. And so I thought to myself, the key to heaven is the deepest desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to fulfill in heaven. You got to get in touch with that.
Seems
deepest
like
desires in your heart.
Heaven is
maybe
fulfillment.
You know,
heaven is fulfillment.
Absolutely. But the deepest desires of your heart. A lot of people are not even in touch with the deepest desires
mm-hmm.
of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just caught up in this world and everything. But, so God's going to make that happen. And remember, we're all going to be children in heaven. And children love to play. I mean, we're children of God. God's our Father. sons and daughters. We're going to play with God. We're going to play with each other. We're going to play with people. We're going to have a blast in heaven. So I want to bring people out of this mentality of just somehow we're just up there floating around and praying and praising God. No, we're going to be creators. We're going to be in a home. We're going to have community. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to have laughter. We're going to have joy. We're going to have dancing. We're going to be dancing all the time in heaven.
So we'll be busy. We'll be very busy.
Very busy. But there are times when we rest in heaven, not sleep, though. There's times when you're not constantly. Because that would frighten some people to be hectic, busy all, you know. There's times when we rest in heaven. The main point is, I want people to get in touch today, or when I get done with this broadcast, what is the deepest desires of your heart that were never fulfilled here on earth? I want you to name them. Name one, two, three. That's going to happen to you in heaven. You know, you're a cripple. You're never able to do anything here on earth. Or you have brain damage. You were never able to think or create. Whatever impairment you have, that will be wiped away. But the deepest desires of your heart, I want it to be loved beyond anything. That's going to happen in heaven.
That's totally awesome, and it's a wonderful prayer. But would you answer me a question? The people that I love, that I believe are in heaven, why don't they get in touch with us? I'm always wondering about them.
They're so happy they don't want to get in touch with us. And believe me, I had a friend who died and went to heaven and came back. He came back to earth. You know, he's living now.
Uh-huh.
And for 9 months, he cried every day because he wanted to be back in heaven. He had such love and joy. They don't want to be on earth. They care about us. They pray for us in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, God does permit a person to appear to someone here
mm-hmm.
on earth
mm-hmm.
or have a reflection of them to comfort that person. That happens. But believe me, the people in heaven don't want to be. What they're experiencing is so far beyond what we're experiencing. They want us to be with them and continue the joy. But they pray for us. But
Father,
no, they're there in perfect happiness and joy. They don't want to be here.
Father,
they're praying that we'll be with them. Come my way. I'm not coming your way anymore.
We need an hour for this show because we're already down to a few seconds left. So would you pray for all the listeners after the show who have prayer requests in your own private time? And then would you give our listeners a blessing now?
Yeah. All right. May the blessing of Almighty God come upon all of you who are listening to this. May the anointing of God come upon you. May the grace of God be with you. May the love of God lift you up and carry you until all of you one day with our Father in heaven, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Father. What a beautiful program. We'll have joy remembering what your words were today. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless everybody.
Listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at wsfiradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.